It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
Albert Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Man, is it Tourism Tuesday? As Chloe's across the hall, Travis is in here. Also,
you got over.
Anthony Terling, who is the namesake of this particular segment.
Glad to be a guest on your segment.
There might be another name coming in this segment. His name's Travis Harrison.
He's already giving you the. I mean, we could do a Travis Tourism Tuesday. We could still get labeled TTT in the segments.
Uh-oh, TNT.
Like yeah.
TNT. That's kind of something. When you put us together, it's like dynamite.
Yeah, I know.
We did not plan that either.
No.
Dad joke. Of course, it's not Wednesday.
No, it's not Wednesday. But still probably just as good a dad joke as what will be shared on Wednesday. Hope he's listening. You brought in Central Alabama Mountain Peddlers, and Hayden and I actually broke bread.
Yes.
Was it last week or two weeks?
Two weeks ago at Friday Football Luncheon?
Yes, Friday Football Luncheon.
That's my
Which,
guess.
By the way, we got to see like the best speakers they've had
you
all
did.
Year. Who was there?
That was super cool. Bruce Pearl was there.
Bruce was there along with the 2004 team that was up there, and including Al Borges who came
Jason
back
Campbell.
To visit. Campbell Herring.
Will Herring.
Eddins. That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Y'all got lucky.
Of course, Andy spoke. Yeah, we did. Like, we literally had the best group they've had all season. So thank you for that, by the way. Thanks for the
always.
He didn't
take
play
partners,
it.
Friends, stakeholders. Yeah, I did not strategically plan to get Hayden and Ben together and then to have them on radio. So,
yep.
But we always love to talk camp, Central Alabama Mountain Peddlers, mm-hmm. and the great work they do out at Chautauqua State Park and many other places, and the work they do for mountain biking, cycling, biking in general in this community. And I know we've got Phil Deegan and Hayden Bowles with camp representing. So welcome. Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Good morning.
So tell everybody if they haven't heard about camp, just give us kind of the elevators
yes.
spiel of what you do, who you are, and the fact that you're a nonprofit.
Yeah. So first and foremost, we are a nonprofit. We are located here in Auburn, Alabama, and we build trails and maintain trails and promote community involvement and getting people active and out on trails. And it's mainly for mountain biking, but we also want hikers, runners, anybody who is interested in being outdoors and in nature to come out. And, you know, we hold several different events throughout the years, but then throughout the year, but even during the week,
mm-hmm.
We have a Tuesday night ride where we get out, we ride, we socialize, and then afterwards we grill and hang out and talk bikes and talk life. And then on Sundays, we also do a little ride. It's called Super Sundays at 2 p.m. And that's for anybody and everybody of all skill levels. And so that's mainly what we're doing throughout the week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And y'all have partnered with, you know, the city, the Parks and Rec on, the Ride and Seek. And I think it also fell this year on Take a Kid Mountain Biking Day. I think it's a worldwide initiative.
Yes.
So, you know, Auburn Opelika Tourism, between collaborating with camp on, you know, maintaining things at the park, you know, whether it's, and I know Travis will talk about the signage project that we're working with camp on and the state park. But speak to your relationship with Chautauqua State Park and the state parks as a whole, and the ability they give you and your team and the volunteers. By the way, if you're interested, please volunteer
yes.
with this group. And if you have, you know, disposable income, this is stuff, maintaining trails, moving dirt, moving earth. When it rains, those trails don't just stay nice and clean. It does take a lot of resources and time. So I encourage people, if you're in this community, if you want to get your hands dirty and do mm-hmm. some great work, because at the end of the day, that state park does a ton for one, health and wellness, but also economics for tourism related things. And if people haven't realized, that park has people traveling here over a weekend, you'll see people from the Panhandle of Florida. You'll you'll see people from all over the region, really. And a lot of that information, A, yes, does come through what, you know, they go through the gates at Chautauqua, but we see them in hotels. I know partnered local shop, bike shop, James Bros Bikes. Eddie Lindley talks to me all the time about the people that come in to James Bros Bikes off College Street to buy things, to go there, and then they're going to the state park. So speak to, you know, your relationship and kind of your collaboration, whether it's with city and or the state.
So most of our collaboration is with the state, and so we have an MOU with Chautauqua State Park, and we also have an MOU with National Forest for Tuskegee. Mm-hmm. But we do a lot of our work with the state park in particular is we go straight to Chautauqua, their director or their ranger, and we say, hey, this is what we think we want to do, and then they approve it, and then we go after it. And they've been like pretty flexible about every idea that, you know, even if it's crazy, you know, seemingly, they've let us make it happen. And right now, you know, the park has a lot of really great stuff going on. They're getting a new playground. They've recently got the clamping going on. A lot of things are really happening momentum wise at Chautauqua, and it's super exciting to see and to be a part of that.
Yep. Yeah, and the what Hayden's referring to is a couple years ago, the citizens of Alabama were able to vote on a bond that was issued to the, and I may be mischaracterizing this, but it was basically a bond that was issued, and I think it was like $80 million that was held up from the state funds to go towards these state parks, to expand them, to renovate them, to modernize them. And of course, the state, you know, the citizens voted overwhelmingly. I want to say it was like 87 or 88%. And all those funds are now going into the park and other parks across the state. And so, as Hayden says, they've got plans for a barndominium at the very top, which is multi-purpose venue for all types of event uses. Obviously, the modernizing of the playground, even though I saw somebody last night on a social media out saying, I really like the old playgrounds, you know, but tried to modernize, you know, what the park has to offer, because it really is a park that's going to have a lot of different things for people to use. I've personally gone out there and glamped with my family. They've got primitive camping, obviously. You know, but the trails themselves really do attract people to it. Mm-hmm. How many miles of trails do y'all have out there?
It's about 25 to 26 miles of trail. And, you know, that's the thing is we're talking camp is, you know, mainly mountain biking. But these trails are for everyone, everyone who wants to get outdoors. And I think that's the thing when it comes to volunteering for camp is like, we're not looking for just mountain bikers, and we're not looking for people who know how to build trails.
Yeah.
We'll teach you how to do that. We'll give you the tools to do that. And that's another part of becoming a member is those donations go to buying tools and buying equipment and dirt and rock and all the things that go into maintaining the trails and keeping them alive for everyone in the park.
Yep. Yeah, and, you know, the things that, you know, tourism, you know, our team is able to capitalize on, you know, we talked about the last 2 years. This group right here was so invaluable 2 years in a row, really almost 3 years, for the USA Cycling Marathon Mountain Bike National Championship. And that was an opportunity to bring people from across the nation. I think it averaged 27 states 2 years in a row. That's probably a lot of states of people visiting that would have not come here without having that event. And without camp, we don't have that event, period. I don't care if we have great state park. I don't care if we have great trails. I don't care if we have a great team at AO Tourism. None of that happens without camp and the people that made it go. They were on a call every 2 weeks for almost 2 years straight. They worked the event. I think we worked 18, 19 hours, something like that on that Saturday.
Day.
But that drives revenue, that drives visitors to the park, and I promise you those people will come back. The other great thing that happened was through that revenue generation of people paying the gate fee and the event fee was we were able to make a contribution of, I want to say it was close to $15,000 back to camp.
And when he mentions camp, he means Central Alabama Mountain Peddlers.
Thank you. Yes. And this is the power of tourism. As you know, Travis and I were just at an event last week, a sports tourism conference, and as the state tourism director for Tennessee says, sports tourism is real money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's real money. That's mm-hmm. going back to a nonprofit that's here in our community, and that's putting that money right back into this community. So, Travis, tell them a little bit about the signage project that we're working on with CAMP, and of course, that'll go into Tewakalum, why it's important.
Yeah, we're really excited about this. So, I mean, while the trails have been maintained for years and improved for years, the signage that's out there has kind of, you know, been weathered and worn. So
still original.
Yeah, it's, you know, they keep it OG out there.
I love it.
And so CAMP approached us about, you know, potentially helping them improve the signage. Mm-hmm. And as me, not being a signage expert in any way, shape, or form, was just kind of the bridge between Auburn Opelika Tourism and CAMP, and kind of figuring out what the needs are, you know, what signs need to be replaced and how to improve the signs, and making sure that we're getting long-lasting, high-quality signs that are going to be able to, one, inform people of where they are in the park, what trail they're riding, but then also link back to CAMP's main page and the AO Tourism main page. So by doing that, we're then capitalizing on an opportunity to tell every hiker, mountain biker, people walking their dogs. I've seen people come out there to, you know, boulder and do small rock climbing near the waterfall. We're capitalizing on driving them back to AO Tourism mm-hmm. and the opportunities to explore our community outside of Chihuahua, and thank CAMP for the work that they're doing to make Chihuahua a destination. And we're really excited about, you know, the upgrades that we're going to bring to them. We're going to get some really high quality, detailed, like metal vinyl signs that are going to last forever. And that's, it's going to be great.
Can we hold on through a break?
Absolutely.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, as we're talking CAMP, as well as tourism, and even Anthony brought numbers with him. I don't know if we'll get to those or not. We'll see. We'll talk more about that momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Pushing the Auburn Opelika first agenda.
News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station, talking tourism. Also, Hayden joins us. Phil joins us. Travis also joins us, or Charlie, or whatever you want to call him at this point in time. Phil Dingen with us as well. And Phil, what's your role with CAMP?
My role is VP.
Ah.
So I report to Hayden.
And the dirt man.
So you get to do all the dirty work. So after all this rain, you're going to be out there making sure everything's put back like it's supposed to be, and yeah, boards replaced.
We'll see everybody out there.
Yeah. It's like a help wanted sign. Phil wants to talk about dirt wanted.
Yeah, I know.
Dirt needed.
If you have any dirt, we're always ready, willing, and able to take your extra dirt off your hands.
Is that something? I mean, that's...
It is.
That's an issue even when builders are building, like cost of dirt and that kind of, I mean, you guys need as much help because you're, I mean,
they make money off those houses. They don't, I mean,
I know, that's what I'm saying. You guys are nonprofit. So, like, right. you're begging for the dirt.
Yep. And if we can be particular, we like dirt with more clay in it, but we'll take any dirt.
Well, you're in the right place in South Alabama.
What is the dirt going? Like, physically, when you're out there, you know, what are you doing with it?
Building back trails that have washed mm-hmm. out.
Okay.
Just erosion and building berms and, you know.
Fun stuff, jumps.
Armoring things.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Do you guys get hints from riders that come in and they're like, you should do this here, you should do this there?
We get a lot of feedback. We get a ton of our feedback during and after the rides mm-hmm. from the people that are there. You know, sometimes online, Facebook, Instagram, whatnot. But, you know, we have a good group that shows up routinely. You know, a lot of regulars mm-hmm. and guests. But, you know, we've got a lot of folks that know the trails well and, you know, provide really good feedback and are also, you know, part of the group that comes out and volunteers and helps and, mm-hmm. and donates time and financial resources as well. So,
and I'm not sure, I told you this story. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this is part of CAMP or not. I have to ask because Macy was telling me one of her friends, you know, that has the visual issue,
mm-hmm.
but still rides
yep.
this trail.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I was like, hey, you got to walk me through how that works. Because
she have somebody call out the turns to her?
I think so. I honestly, I have no idea what goes into it. I just know that she said if it weren't for nonprofits and it weren't for people able to help her, she would not be able to do that. And so I'm assuming that it was part of some of the stuff that you guys deal with.
Yeah, so we have we've had two riders in the past couple of years who have vision issues, and one of the riders, she could not see at all from one of her eyes and had limited vision in the other.
I think this is the one. Yeah.
Yeah, and she is amazing. She's actually on the Auburn Flyers team for the university racing.
Nope, not the same one.
Nope. Okay.
And the Flyers is the collegiate, the Auburn University club cycling team, and they have a mountain bike.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's super cool to see her out there riding, though. But we also had another girl. She is legally blind, cannot drive a car, and I've ridden in front of her or behind her at times, and you call out, you say, hey, root ahead on the left, or
tree.
You know, tree or a climb, pedal. And it's amazing. Like, she was doing things that I was scared to do.
That fascinates me.
It is. Yeah. I mean, it's the adapted part of, and you know, Travis and I, AKA Charlie, I'm just kidding. His name is not really Charlie. Travis and I sat down with an individual that works for the Office of Accessibility at Auburn University, Rob Taylor, and Rob's been a guest on here. And, you know, we were just talking about accessibility and in this community and trying to create awareness for those opportunities and for those amenities or those areas of resources. And also through the sports, adapted sports. I mean, that is a massive push and there should be a massive push to elevate these opportunities for people because talent's everywhere. Opportunity is not. Mm-hmm. I stole that quote from a adapted sports conference that I just attended. And these are the kinds of things. I mean, just the ability to have the opportunity to help someone in that sense. I mean, I remember the founder of Camp, Philip Darden, sent me a link. He said, hey, check this podcast out because he's the president of Southeast Sorba. Why am I getting it wrong?
Southern
Off-Road Biking Association, which Camp is a member of. And so it was about adapted trails. Mm-hmm. And these are not like concrete trails. These are not like with curbs and everything. But where there's a will, there's a way. And I think, you know, for Camp, whether it's dirt, whether it's, you know, heavy equipment, you know, they do have a piece of heavy equipment out there that the state allows them to use. But I know we've been a part of getting them some additional resources to make things literally be moved when it comes to whether it's hosting an event or something as a resource out there. Mm-hmm. But even, you know, I'm assuming y'all could use shovels and all types of things.
Shovels, brakes, I mean, packers, anything. And, you know, with the ADA trails, we have one that was once certified ADA and, you know, over time, erosion and everything. And that's why we need dirt because we're looking at building that trail back up to be ADA like certified so people can come out and everybody can enjoy it.
They can use your time. They need you to volunteer. They could use your resources if you got it. If you know somebody that's willing to donate, especially clay-heavy dirt, they could use that as well. Be sure to go to Volunteer AO. How do they find you, Anthony?
AOTourism.com. Plug the camp website.
Yes.
camp-sorba.org.
Hayden, Phil, Anthony, and Travis Charlie, all right here on Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station. We're going to talk Opelika City Council. That's coming up next.
This is Coach Hugh Freeze, and you're listening to the Abby Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning with Ben Taylor on News Talk WANI.